Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's got everyone saying, I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-coaches, July Diaz.
Hike!
And Agata!
Hi, Gabe, how's it going?
Oh, man, I'm just so pumped for Big Football Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
They're probably doing that old coin flip.
Who are you rooting for this year?
Heads.
Which is the Patriots or the Eagles?
Oh, you mean in the game?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the Eagles. They're, you know,
Big boys?
They're big boys. They're from Philly. I understand they have really good sandwiches there.
Mm-hmm.
And New England has clam chowder. I'd rather have like a big beef sandwich than a bowl of clam chowder, personally.
Okay. What about you, July? Mm.
I like a mix of the two. That's why I like the...
You want them both to win?
Yeah, I'd like that. What if this is the first time both teams win?
That would be wild.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Guys, we have a guest with us today. He's a comedian. He came from Austin, and now he's an LA comedian. His name's Ryan County. Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi. It's going good, but if this is the game that the only time both teams win, we're going to be doing this instead of watching it. This would be the one time I've watched every
That's
year.
That's true.
Every single since birth.
Oh, we don't call it
since
that,
birth.
We can't legally call it.
Oh yeah, we gotta say big game.
Yeah,
ever since big sport.
Yeah,
yeah, big sports big sport. Or football Sunday or big football
sport.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gabe, hike.
Gabe, remember to bleep it out later when you're editing.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So which team are you rooting for?
Oh my God, that's a loaded question.
First of all, are you a fan of big sport?
I'm a fan of watching sport, and
Which
I don't
one?
Know anything about it. Innies. As long as there's like a group of people, I don't watch.
Oh yeah,
I don't watch.
Yeah.
One-on-one. Sports.
I don't watch. One thing you need to know about me: I don't watch big sport. Solo.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So wait, you be at least out. Two other people.
You mean watching or playing?
No, I play alone.
Okay.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I mean, I think we're all pretty amped up for the game.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think,
I'm lit.
Yeah. We're all lit. We're all turned. Are we turned?
Oh, sure. The squad.
Very turned.
It's definitely turned.
So,
right. So actually, I didn't mention this, but you're from Nebraska, right?
Originally, yeah.
Yes. What's it like over there?
They got medium sports over there.
Oh yeah,
that's really fun. I'm from
Seems
Lincoln.
Like a big sport kind of place.
Lincoln, no, it's all medium sports.
Okay.
They don't have any top dog sports. They just have medium.
Okay.
College level sports, amateur sports.
Mm.
So, yeah,
but it's a big deal.
So no big boys out there.
No big boys.
Mm, that's crazy.
So you said you're from Lincoln, Nebraska?
Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Sorry, but I misheard.
If you would have read my LinkedIn account, you would have known my origin.
I was thinking this sounds like a really professional town, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
That sounds
good for networking.
So boring. It's just square.
Yeah.
Grid.
I keep opening my mailbox and I keep getting invitations to you LinkedIn, just, yeah, Nebraska.
People are just knocking on your doors in LinkedIn, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Add me.
Yeah.
Add me.
Sounds like a great place.
Nobody's adding anybody. They're just yelling add me at each other.
Why did you ever leave?
I added everybody.
Oh, you added everybody. There was no one left to add.
I had to grow
you had to come to the big city.
Grow my profile.
Grow your network. And that's why you came here, to the city of stars.
Well, first I went to Austin, Texas.
Oh, right.
And... that was a trip.
The city of the one big star, right?
The biggest.
Big Tex.
Yeah. The lonely star.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
including the stupidity.
Oh.
Oh, shots fired.
Wow. Ooh.
Getting a little political.
Sorry.
So we see you were
y'all stupid. Also the also the passion is big too.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah.
But they're stupid. So
there's passion. All heart, no brains.
Yeah. Right? That's a big problem.
Right. I don't know. They're probably smarter than me.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It doesn't say anything about brains.
It's from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that's from Texas.
That's Texas.
Yeah.
Texas. Ha-ha hikes.
Texas forever.
Yeah.
Ha-ha hikes.
They love football down there.
What's
the big game.
What's California's motto?
Golden
State. The Golden State?
Yeah, the Golden State, San Francisco container.
container.
Yeah. No. What else do we call us?
Oh, no, what's the official?
The official motto?
Yeah, because we got Texas is everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
Nebraska is the
I thought it was
good
don't
life.
Mess with Texas.
Oh, maybe. Or is it don't tread on me?
I don't think the official motto is everything's bigger. I feel like that's too much of a
that was just
sexual thing.
My roommate Greg at the time.
Yeah.
I think the California motto is smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
A 10-second pause. And yeah. Then, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me.
So, I mean, now that you're here, you're out of LinkedIn, you're here in L.A., I'm ready to endorse you for all your skills.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to talk about things that are trending right now.
Word.
Such as Football Sunday.
Yeah.
Football Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you normally follow that kind of thing? Do you have your finger on the pulse?
I feel like, just like how I game... Are kids still calling it gaming?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Just how I do gaming, I'm always like a generation behind because of the poverty I'm in. Like I have a PlayStation 3, I was telling you earlier.
Right.
Because I can't afford, won't be able to afford a PlayStation 4 until the PlayStation 5 comes out. You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm.
So I think as far as trends go, you know, I'm just ba with the ba, the bang to bang, shika diggy.
Oh, yeah.
With it, you know, mm-hmm. Are kids still saying that?
You're in the kid rock camp of
I'm still,
trends.
I'm still in 2002 mm-hmm. as far as trends go. Mm-hmm.
Not all of us know what's going on all the time around here, so we learn together.
It's changing so fast.
It does. Mm-hmm. Constantly.
I just downloaded Vine.
Oh, and it's not working anymore.
It's not working anymore.
How can you?
I couldn't figure it out. It's
yeah,
not,
it doesn't work.
It's just not. It's offline.
Mm. It's offline. Yeah.
Why can't let
use
me
it.
Download it?
It doesn't exist anymore. I just told these two that Kylie had her baby, and they both said, "Who's Kylie?" So
we assumed Kylie Minogue,
and then I assumed it was Kylie Lenogue.
Of course, her evil twin.
Yes,
yeah,
the one that lives upstairs.
Yeah,
it's Kylie Minogue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Minogue. Who's that?
Kyle Minogue. He does the voiceovers on Comedy Central.
Not familiar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Central, Kyle Knag. All
right.
He had a baby anyway.
He had his baby after having a secret pregnancy for 9 months. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, we should introduce you to, I assume you noticed when you came in,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of rude that we didn't introduce you sooner, but... Obviously, behind our big production glass over there, we have our mm-hmm. whole production crew, mm-hmm. all led by our lead producer. She is the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist for Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. Oh, I know
yeah.
who that is.
Yes.
Say hi to Ryan, Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hey.
She helps us with some stuff on the show. She can get a little out of line sometimes, so I hope that she's nice and not horny towards you, but we don't ever know what we're going to get with her.
I'm so horny.
Okay.
We already made out. So.
Oh, you did already?
Oh, you already? That's where you went.
Guess we know whose line it was.
Yes.
It was your line.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. She hits on a lot of our guests, but I'm shocked that she worked so fast.
I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I wanted to do this was because I knew she was...
Oh, yeah?
Here. Yeah. So I DM. I slid into her DMs.
She does have a Twitter. That's
yeah.
true.
Mm-hmm.
It all tracks.
So yeah, she'll probably chime in now and again. She's very opinionated.
Let's hope she doesn't stand up and give out her opinions.
Did you say stand up?
Yeah.
What, is she ever going to play that piano you got her to post?
Oh, she will. Oh, yeah. She will. Don't worry about that.
Wait till the end of the show. It's definitely going to happen.
Please update my software.
Okay, sorry. She always reminds me
of that. Is
that
a sexual thing?
No. That's a gay
for
thing.
For her, it might be. I don't know. She reminds me to do it constantly, so she is insatiable.
What OS is she running?
It's proprietary. I made her myself.
That's an 11.2 ass she's got.
Well, honestly, I'm not a big fan. I think she's unprofessional and rude to our guests.
It has happened before. Yeah.
Reprogram her.
I don't know. I've been pretty busy.
Hi. Ask a Goddess is my segment where the readers write into me with whatever problems they've got going on in their lives, work, love, whatever. And if you want me to answer your question, call and leave a voicemail at 432-AGOTTAHI or go to twb.cool/ask. What do you got for me today?
Are these
ask
real?
Ask a Goddess is meant for an adult audience. Ask a Goddess may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Got it. Board certified addiction medicine.
Yeah, they are sent into our website. I don't know if the problems are real. I haven't done any
They're
personal
all real.
Verification, but they are real submitted questions, yes.
This question is from Forgetful Phil. Dear Agata, I have bad short-term memory. Any tips on being less forgetful?
Bad short-term memory.
I think we're just wasting our time answering this question. He's not going to remember any tips that we tell him.
True. I'm going to say, stop smoking so much weed, buddy. That'll solve all your problems.
Unless you live in California.
Yeah. In which case, smoke weed every day.
Mm-hmm. As per the motto.
It could be too late because if you smoke weed before you're 26, then it has like long-term damage effects.
Really?
Yeah. Because your brain is still developing. So if you have short-term memory before the age of 26 because of weed, you got it for life. So cool. You might as well smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Luckily, I never started until the day after my 26th birthday. So I'm in the clear. Somebody I knew did it the day before their 26th birthday.
Oh, no.
And they fucked up now. You can't even talk to them anymore.
That's crazy.
They're long gone. Long gone.
Yeah, let's just say for the podcast listeners, I'm winking.
They'd be able to hear it if you were really winking.
That's true.
No.
Which in case I'm not winking.
What do you think, Gabe?
I have this problem. I don't remember things all the time. Or the things I do remember are the unimportant things, and the things I forget are the important things.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that just the worst?
Or you just reevaluate what's important to you.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe you just have it flip. Maybe the things you're remembering are actually important.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's possible as well.
Yeah.
I have some tips that I've used that are really helpful to me.
Oh, Gabe's tips.
Like what?
It's a thing where you put a rubber band around your wrist and every time you forget something, you just kind of flick yourself.
Just punish yourself.
You kind of just pull it and let it kind of like flick yourself in the wrist.
Does that help you remember things?
Is that why your wrist is so raw?
Yeah, that's why I have this giant welt on the front of my wrist here. I forget a lot.
Jesus, Gabe. I don't think that's going to help you remember anything.
Do you even remember why you started to do that in the first place?
No, I don't remember why.
Slap it. You got it.
Oh my God, Gabe.
That seems really painful, Gabe.
It's fine.
I'll share my tip on how to be a better rememberer.
Yes, so please.
Get yourself a shock collar, put it around your neck. Anytime you're like, what was that thing I was going to do today? Shock yourself.
That helps you remember?
Mm-hmm. Check out my raw neck.
Oh my God. Is that why your neck's so raw?
That's right.
Oh my God, July. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Is that why you have your hair sticking up like Kramer?
Do you even remember why you put that shock collar around your neck in the first place?
Oh my God, July.
Now I do.
What was it?
Because I love pain.
All right. Well, that's super helpful for this person.
It shocked his pants right off.
Yeah.
He's.
Yeah.
July's
not wearing pants anymore. Ryan, what do you think? Do you have any advice for this person?
Just live your life, man. I don't remember half of my life. Don't worry about it.
That honestly is true for me. I
don't remember
everything.
Middle school. Yeah. I don't remember high school.
Me neither.
You can't regret something you don't remember.
That's true.
I've heard somebody has a joke about it. I don't know who it is, but it's not my joke. It said, don't edit that part out that I just said. It's not my joke to make me laugh. But somebody says, like, talking about getting blackout drunk all the time, and they're like, when you die, when your life flashes before your eyes, do you want it to be a rerun? No. If you're blackout your whole life, then it's just like you're living a second life.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Did you write that?
Whoa, what a great original take.
I think I added God. The last part, to be honest with
Ryan
you.
Ryan County original.
Wow. This is the first time I've heard it.
New to me.
Whoa. That's crazy.
That's good advice. So
I think it's good advice.
How about
too.
You work on your forgetting your long-term memory?
Buddy? Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for us, though, when we die and our life flashes before our eyes, it's just going to be the last like year or so that we can remember. Like, I don't think the other stuff comes back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to be like a best of stuff? Like no. One cool thing that happened each year you're alive?
No, because I don't remember anything. Mm. Like, literally.
I remember my birth.
I know. July always
really?
Says this.
This is true. This is not a bit. Like, you guys, this is not a bit.
Yours, like when you were born?
Yes.
Or you got a kid?
But I also think the reason why I remember it is because... growing up, my mom would just tell me, like, mm-hmm. oh, this is what happened. You know, she just gave me, like, really specific
so
details.
You don't
so
remember
like,
it. Well, you've got implanted
yes.
memory.
Yes.
Oh. It's exactly probably it implanted.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know what was going on in there.
That's true, but because she was giving me, like, my viewpoint. Like, this is what you were seeing, right?
How
so you came out of my vagina, and you were, like, looking right at me.
She I'm said like, that?
No.
How are you coming out? Like Ace Ventura out of the rhino? Yeah.
Guys, you met my mom. She's a rhino.
She's a Republican in name only?
She is.
Okay.
How does she describe herself? Does she overcompensate her beauty?
All right.
Not like, I'm not being gross, but well, is it clearly leaning
no,
in her favor how the situation
it's not,
happened?
It's not that you're being gross. It's that it's more she's being gross. She describes herself as horny.
She did?
Only because of her horns. Because,
right, oh, okay. Right, yeah.
Rhino.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, that's the first description of a rhino is horny. All
oh,
right.
Man. Yeah, well, I really think we helped Forgetful Phil here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Write this one down.
Yeah.
Who are you talking
probably
to?
Doesn't, he probably doesn't even remember what he's
yeah,
what's going on.
Yeah. He won't even remember to listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Probably not. I hope that helps.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even remember sending that in.
If you want me to help you like this, call or text 432 Agata High or go to twb.cool/ask.
Okay, this is me, July, speaking. It's the time for the show where I fucked this up already. This is the part of the show where I, July, read a funny comic strip from the Sunday Funnies. Ryan, what is your relationship to the Sunday Funnies?
Do they still make them?
They still make them.
I don't have an online subscription. Do they send them out?
They send them out. They send them out.
I am a huge fan of, that was the only thing I read growing up as a kid was obviously the Sundays because they'd be colored.
Yeah.
And Zitz was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. And what else?
It's a good one if you're a teen, because
I was about
to
about
relate.
That age.
It's like it's hard to find someone you can relate to at that age.
He was cool, but he wasn't cool.
He
but
wasn't
he was like
cool.
Relatable, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I would say when I was reading that? I'm about that life.
You just pop, I was pop like, a zit on your face.
Yeah, I was like, hey, mom, check out Zitz. I'm about that life.
You're trendy as hell back then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she just kept talking about how horny she was. Anyway.
Oh, she was reading the, I don't know, the Caroline one, or what was
yeah.
that?
Yeah. She was, it, she
was Caroline the one that's always horny?
She was reading opinions.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Kathy was horny?
Well, no, she...
I don't. I remember looking at
I mean,
her.
I mean, what
like,
do you say when you're?
Damn, you thirsty. But I just read Zitz prior, so I was probably all worked up.
I mean, what do you usually exclaim when you're horny?
Oh,
ack is what I usually say.
I usually
right?
say ack. Yeah.
I just go. Boing.
Yeah. Usually, like my tongue is just like on the floor, so I can't really say anything. Anyway. I'm going to give you a choice between three different comics that I will read. I've never seen them before because these are all new. And since it's Sunday, they're extra long.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
What kind of Sunday is it, July?
It's a big ball Sunday.
Hell yeah, it is.
All right, so you got to choose between the comic strips Family Tree, WT Duck, or Peanuts.
Peanuts is lame as all heck.
True.
Did you say Family Circus was the first one? Or
Family Tree.
Is that not the same as Family Circus?
It is not.
I don't know this one.
And I don't know this one at all.
The duck one sounds interesting, but it too be, could be too like quack.
What the
like,
duck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jelly, will you play
one.
The What the Truck?
That might be what it be. Oh, yeah. It is. Let me play the What the Truck.
What the Truck?
What is
Thank
that?
You.
Beep, beep.
Every once in a while, a truck goes
Beep.
By, and we say what the we play the What the Truck drop, and this time because we have WT Duck, it seemed appropriate.
Yeah.
What if it? Nah, no. I'm say the duck driving the truck.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go with the first one, Family Tree.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, this could be like dramatic. That's a serious one.
I don't think it is. although I haven't read it, so we got four panels. Don't look at it.
Oh, I'm not supposed to.
We guess at the end. No one told you that. Sorry.
I gotta say that. Yes.
Don't yell at him, July.
Sorry.
I didn't know what I was looking at.
Did you see any of it? Because we, if you did.
Yeah, let's
we,
do duck. I saw all right, of let's, it. Let's do... okay. There's a lot of nudity in this one. Okay. Sundays of pain.
Okay, great.
We'll do duck.
So we're doing WT Duck or What the Duck.
Oh, so... I just got the title.
Play that drop again, July.
Ooh, the truck! Beep, 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 beep. Quack, quack.
Sounds different.
There are a couple ducks
there. No, that quack's always in there.
All right, so this is how this works. I'll read the first couple panels, and then the last panel we go around, kind of guess what the punchline to the joke is, because
oh,
these are
okay.
funny. So anyway, you didn't know that, sorry. For yelling. we got four panels here. First panel, we see the titular character of Duck with a giant magnifying glass with a what looks like a MacBook, and he has a like a camera over his neck, and he has he's like looking through the magnifying glass toward the MacBook.
Okay, I can picture it.
Yeah,
he's an actual duck.
He's an actual duck.
Okay.
With, I guess, opposable fingers. Second panel. He says, don't you ever wish you could Photoshop real-life problems? Okay. Who's he talking to? I don't know yet. Third panel. We see another duck. This duck's green. He's on a different kind of laptop, probably...
Adele.
and he says, every day... Now, we'll go around, and we'll guess what the final panel is.
Wait, what happened?
So far, we have a duck.
Yeah.
And he says, Don't you ever wish you could Photoshop real life problems? And then the other duck says, every day.
And they're in the same room?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's looking at his laptop through a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he's got a camera on his neck, so he takes photos.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that the duck is going... So what happened is, the duck who said every day, mm-hmm. right? He's mm-hmm. going to say, you giving yourself a big old duck dick?
Great guess.
Nagata, you got anything?
I can't follow that. It's so good. That's got to be what actually happens, but I'll give a different guess.
Well, it's the one that so far makes sense because...
Does he look like a mean duck?
No, they both kind of have like little beady eyes, so no really expression on their face.
Right to their duck eyes.
But yeah, the first duck's kind of like, oh, man, like, don't you wish you could like... What is your really wrong?
Okay.
He's probably talking about his little duck dick.
Yeah, probably. But okay, my guess is that the final panel is like, they zoom out mm-hmm. and then at the top it just says, next week on Black Mirror.
Quack Mirror.
Right. Right, because we're the ducks.
Next week on Quack Mirror.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's better. Okay, next week on Quack Mirror.
Great guess.
Okay.
Ryan, you have a guess?
Yeah, I'm going to go... I've never seen this comic before, so I don't know if these two are in the comics together or if it's just a solo
mm-hmm.
or if they're partners, co-host, host type situation. Yep. But the everyday guy seems annoyed, so I'm gonna assume he's going to say something about like, yeah, I wish you weren't my friend, WT Duck. Something along those lines, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
He's just going to be a duck to or a dick to his... tiny little duck dick friend.
Well, you're wrong.
Wait, even me?
Agata, you're wrong.
Am I wrong? Gabe, going back wrong. To me, I'm wrong too?
Yes.
Is Ryan wrong?
Ryan's wrong. I just said that. Yes.
No.
Check again. Am I wrong?
Let me check again. Yeah.
God, I wish I could Photoshop this situation right now.
July.
All right. So this is what happens. The same green duck has the final line, and all he says... after he just said every day, he goes, I heard that.
That's a good one.
Can I look at it now?
Yeah, you can look at it now. And he's sort of like shaking his head.
He's talking to himself?
No, he's talking to the other duck, but he just
Wait,
talked.
Is there two? He's got a split head.
No.
Is that supposed to be emotion?
Oh. Oh.
He has, he's got two heads. He has a head growing out of the side of his head.
No.
So then
I thought he was doing emotion,
no.
But this makes more sense. He has two heads, so the joke is it pans out.
And he wishes he could photo his Siamese twin off of his
yeah.
body.
Mm.
But it's a Siamese twin saying, I heard that.
Mm. Yes.
Got it.
Green Duck One goes, every friggin' day,
yeah.
bruh.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
I think I was the closest.
There was a zoom out.
Yeah, there was a zoom out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Agata, you win this round.
Oh, wait, there's a fifth panel, though.
Oh.
And there's a third head, and it says, because our penis is small.
Oh, so I was the closest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I'll say it's a tie.
Okay.
I'll say it's a tie. Yes.
Cool.
There are no comments for this.
No.
Comic. Usually we read the comments on the
comments
comic.
Is there a comment? Are there any comments on the previous day's WT Duck?
Let me check.
Oh, this is just a one-off.
There's not. Doesn't seem like this is a popular comic.
Should we leave a comment?
Yeah.
We can do that. Should we leave a comment
yeah.
on this?
Yeah, can we say...
Yo, these ducks got a little dick or what?
July, leave that comment, please.
Okay, let me see.
On your GC Insider account.
Yeah, I have to sign in. Okay, you guys vamp as I sign in. All right, so we're back. I just signed up for a Go Comics account. Now I'm going to make a comment on WT Duck. What should the comment be?
Well, okay.
What's your account name?
On this panel?
Trendy Boy 420.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, on this one.
They got little duck dicks.
Say, holy crap, those ducks got two heads.
That's pretty good.
What'd you type?
Holy crap, those ducks got two heads.
You just spoiled it for who's ever. in case they read the comments before they start the first panel.
You can't do it that way. Can you say dick? Can you say on dick internet? On gocomics.com, do you think?
Say dick.
You just do the asterisk.
Right. Do the asterisk, eggplant asterisk, emoji.
You want me to leave two comments? Or yeah,
that one was already left.
One?
Did you already leave a comment?
That one.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. A new one.
I can reply to my own comment.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, this is the reply to this comment.
Does that mean they have two duck dicks? No, I mean, wait.
So, listeners, if you go to gocomics.com for the comic page of this particular WT Duck for
February 4th,
football Sunday, you can talk
well,
back.
Well, it's always God Sunday.
It's always God.
It's always God
first.
Sunday.
God football Sunday.
God's I'll football. Say. God's football.
God first.
Well,
then football.
Wait, it's
Gregorian
God
first because he's technically the one that created Sunday.
Well, first it's God, true. Then it's football, then it's Godfrey Gilbert. That is,
as opposed to God. There is a comic.
Godfrey. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
What did your follow-up comment say?
Does that mean they have two duck dicks?
So you can say dick.
I guess you can.
Well,
we learned something.
What if those immediately get deleted and this 17-year-old comic strip person that thought they had a big break getting into this website just every day logs on and goes, another one about duck dicks. And then deletes it. And that's why there's no comments because the only ones are about the duck D.
Hey,
that probably is true.
Hey, tweet at us at TrendsWBenefits if you want TrendyBoy420 to comment on every single comic strip for WT Duck and leave this comment. Does that mean they have two duck dicks?
Wait.
But we know that one of our trend heads is going to find this panel and post about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to be really upset if it gets deleted by the mods of GC Insider.
Well, I'll give you guys an update on the next episode if it gets deleted.
Jeez. Cool.
Viral shower rat video is not what we think. For starters, it's not an A-rat.
So this video, have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
Of a rat taking a shower?
1,000 times.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
You haven't
what
seen
is
it?
This?
Okay, there's a video that was all over the internet that was a rat taking a shower like a human.
You would just watch it. You gotta just see it. It's sexy.
Ooh! Did it say
a rat? I'm just a rat.
The
I'm
rat
just a wet
singing.
Rat. I'm just a wet rat. Cleaning my dirty bod, wet rat. Cleaning my dirty bod, wet rat. Cleaning my dirty bod. Ooh, can't forget the armpits.
Oh my God,
yeah,
it's so disgusting.
So okay. You get it. I think I get it. It's cool.
I like when
so
things
gross.
Do human movements.
No. Did it say for starters it's not a rat?
It's not a rat.
What is it? A chinchilla or something like that?
Yeah, it's a pacarana.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, that video is a fraud then.
Yeah. Why is it doing it like that?
It says pacaranas are fairly comfortable standing on their hind legs. And they love
horrifying.
Soap.
Yeah, clearly.
They love soap?
No, it doesn't say that. it's just trying to get rid of the soap. It's very uncomfortable. So it just looks like
oh,
as
it's
if
torture.
It is.
Torture.
Yeah, it's basically whoever threw soap on this animal is torturing this animal.
Why does it have such human
sad.
Little tiny hands?
Well, a lot of people don't know that pacarana is actually what ratatouille was.
What?
But it didn't make, you know, pacarana doesn't really fit into ratatouille. It's not like a good joke.
Oh, they look more like gophers or beavers or something.
Yeah.
He's eating a banana.
Oh.
He's eating it the right way.
The right way?
Yeah, you hold the use the stem as a handle.
Is that the right way?
Yeah, that's
There's
how
no
nature
right
made
way
it. Have you ever seen a monkey eat a banana? They hold it upside down to how humans do, and they use the stem, and they peel it from our bottom, from humans' bottoms.
Right.
See,
and then it's a stem. Like, we're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, people are stupid.
See, what I do is I squeeze the banana, It like flies.
Oh my god!
Listen, listen. I squeeze the banana. It flies up in the air. I open my big mouth, and it goes down my throat.
See, July. That's what
I do. We've all seen you eat a banana.
Yes. That's why there's so many bananas sticking to the ceiling.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is like Gabe hates bananas more than anything. So yeah, that's like kind of his nightmare. When you
man,
do
I
that.
Sat on a banana 2 weeks ago.
Ew.
Whoa.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
Did it go in your butt?
No, so...
Oh, man, that would
have
been
It was sticking straight up on the... I purchased a banana.
Oh, no.
I was thinking about stealing it, but I purchased it. And then I put it in my back left pocket, because I'm, a psychopath. And then I sat down, and then about 15 minutes later, on a hard chair, like a folding chair, and I was like, you know what? I started kind of leaning to my left, like... The banana in my wallet had leveled out my butt, or where my butt should be.
Yeah.
I don't have one. And then it just kind of, like, I started sinking to the left. And I go, uh-oh, I sat on this banana. I look. The banana looks totally intact. So I go to pull the stem out. Like, I grab the stem, and the peel is the only thing that comes out. Just
Ew.
The peel.
So
what did
I don't know where the rest of the banana went. No.
It shot up into the air and went down July's throat.
And it was just mush. The mush part was just stayed in my pocket.
That's so gross. And you're
like
wearing those jeans
like when you
to
rip
this day?
Yeah. I only have one pair of jeans. When you rip a tablecloth out from under, it's kind of like that.
So then you took your pants off and you ate the banana that way, right?
Yeah, I did the pocket inside out. Yes.
What are you winking?
Stop, July.
I'm winking for the audience here. That's how I wink. Yeah.
That's how I wink. That's both eyes.
Agata hates that.
I hate it so much. I hate the mouth noises.
That's his eyeball. He's just got moist lids.
Get some eye drops.
I just got some today.
I will say, in all seriousness, I'm not a fan of them torturing animals for the purposes of viral videos. I don't like it.
Yes.
I don't want it.
I don't like it either.
No more.
Oh,
no
but
more.
You have no problem watching America's Funniest Home Videos.
No.
No.
Because those voices that they do over them are really good.
That's good.
I feel like some of those people really hurt themselves.
Almost exclusively.
Yeah.
But the rat, or the papucha?
Pacarana.
The paparana, it wasn't hurt. It was just like...
It was just like, get this off me.
Yeah, because now it's going to be clean and it's going to go back in the wild and then everyone's going to... It probably... Its identity is probably its stench.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be...
So it's going to be like shunned by its family.
Or murdered.
Yeah.
Little tiny... They're all on hind legs like circling him in an alley with knives and poking his other little pacapilas or whatever. That's called.
I don't remember.
There's a prison shank on there. Yeah. You smell clean.
Fucked up.
We dirty around these parks.
He's just rubbing the blood pouring out of him all over his body like that.
We about that dirty life. Is what Gabe said, and I just repeated it.
No, it was better when you did it.
A sloth helped to referee this year's Puppy Bowl.
What?
A sloth helped to referee this year's Puppy Bowl.
I mean, it's good that sloths are getting work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, besides that Banks, like we saw in that hilarious movie.
Which one?
Oh,
which
it's
one?
Still Zootopia. Good that he's still that he's good. It's good he's getting work.
Yeah, check him out. He has a, what is that, over?
It's a Foot Locker jersey or a prison jersey.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
He just escaped out of prison.
How is he going to decide who's winning?
I don't know. I've never seen the Puppy Bowl. Have either of you seen
that? The big dog game.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. The woof-woof
game.
Big game.
Yeah. Woof-woof hike.
Woof-woof hike.
Well, so far, he seems...
He seems adorable.
Yes.
Yeah, all sloths.
Sloths are
really
cute.
Oh, my God. He's on the goalpost.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's a star. I mean, go on Twitter, look up GIFs of Shirley the Sloth.
How's that spelled? Shirley.
Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
That was my grandmother's name.
It's lame as hell.
Shirley the Sloth?
You mean was? Like she changed it?
She was a great lady.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Is it still not her name?
Well, no,
put something different on the tombstone?
Yeah, they put pepperoni and sausage.
Yeah, I guess my takeaway on this is we need to campaign for the big football game to have
the sloth
referee.
Oh my god,
I'm so down for
that. I'm gonna be honest, if you haven't seen the first quarter, what do they not already have that going on?
Oh my god, I'm shots fired.
Oh my
god. Yeah, Deflategate, but the players instead of the balls.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Oh man, did you see that first play in the game? Yeah, we're watching it.
I call foul.
Oh my god.
The guy fell right over.
That's a flag.
Did you say the guy fell right over? Did you think we just said fell?
No. Oh. I heard.
Falling is a foul in football.
If you do it too gracefully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sloths are real pop right now, right? Popular?
Kids
say pop?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kids Bops still a thing?
Yeah, it's on like 59.
Almost there.
Yeah. Yeah, how about, Kids Bop?
To 60.
No, they should...
Call me when you get 10 more albums in your belt, then I'll be interested.
Did you know they're all platinum?
Really?
Maybe except for 3.
I can believe that.
But they
that.
Took the platinum away from 3 because it had Lil Bow Wow on it and...
Damn.
You know what happened.
He became regular Bow Wow.
He became regular Bow Wow.
So he technically wasn't a kid. So yeah. They had to... Technicalities, they took the platinum away.
That's messed up.
That's messed up, yo.
It makes sense.
Did they take away all of his personal platinum albums, too?
Did you know that's where Lil Bow Wow got his... from Kids Bop 3? It was Lil Bow Wow's first appearance as a rapper.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No. It was Kids Bop 2.
Could have fooled me.
We would have believed you.
It was KB2. KB3 was his... Everybody knew who he was by then.
I don't want to like call you out on the air, but you're reading directly from the Kids Bop Wikia as you're talking to
God
us.
Damn it. I have a printout.
It must be true.
It must be true. It must
Is MapQuest still twinding? Twinding?
Yeah, I don't...
It is.
I don't think it's... Trending, but it's definitely...
Is it twending?
Twending.
Is Baby Talk still twending?
Oh, Baby Talk's always twending.
Oh, Baby Talk's always twending.
I think the...
Oh, Baby Talk's always twending.
Ooh, I think baby, the players would be...
Cookies are for quotas.
I think the players would be a lot less mad when plays happened if they got the... signal from a sloth instead of just like a fat,
I agree.
Bald guy.
They'd have time to catch their breath, that's for sure.
That's true. That's true. It'd be moving very slowly trying to shut down the game.
Sloths are wild.
They
have
are.
You oh that have you seen the reality TV show, the sloth reality TV show? It might actually be called Meet the Sloths. It's on YouTube.
Oh, Slothy Shore.
That's a spinoff of no, it's literally there's a rescue in somewhere, I don't know, but it's basically saving sloths from going extinct. But they started filming it, and they all have names and they all have personalities, all these sloths, and it is the most adorable. Meet the Sloths.
I gotta check it out.
I love them.
Animal Planet show.
Let's watch it right now.
We'll check it out.
My family owns Animal Planet. Just really any show. If you could watch any show, nobody's doing it anymore.
Okay. Well, we have the plug section at the end.
Yeah.
Let's do one more trend.
Okay.
Let's do a quickie trend.
What?
Quick trend.
What? A quickie trend?
Yeah,
a
quickie trend.
We'll call it
the Don't you think the show's
disco.
Been horny enough so far?
Yeah. I do think that.
The disco trend. Just quick.
Definitely...
Quickie trend. No Prince hologram at big football game.
No Prince hologram at big football game?
No. Originally
thank
there
God.
Was
The yeah. real thing's going to be there?
The real Prince.
Oh
the Purple
God.
King is back.
People no. got so mad. About this hologram.
They can't do that anymore. Like, who's... That's...
Well, it's just like... No... Like, Prince would have hated that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless he was there to, like, come out of the hologram. Like, the hologram explodes and he's standing where the hologram was just standing.
Yeah.
But then nobody would believe it's him.
That's true.
No, because he's
passed. Be another. Oh, well, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
They would just think it was another hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but then Justin, that would burst. Justin Timberlake was going to do it, but Sheila E. convinced him not to.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
Everyone was pissed. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the... They did the Tupac hologram a few years back, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
At Coachella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a celebrity in Japan that is just... that doesn't exist. It's just right. a program, right?
Hatsune Miku. Yeah.
You know her name? Oh, yeah, you got a sex bot on order right now, huh?
She appeared on David Letterman. That's how I know.
Whoa, yeah. How?
On his new Netflix show?
No. Back
an hour and a half.
Back at late night.
Oh, okay.
We got to see the
I
want to
see that. I'm going to look that
The nation got
up.
To see David Letterman go, and now Hatsune Miku.
Wow.
And did she walk out?
Mm-hmm. She did a whole song. Then she flirted
You're
with
lying.
Him a little bit.
You're lying.
I am not lying. I'm
How
did
they
up.
Do it? Is she a hologram?
Yeah, she's a hologram.
Has she always been a hologram, or was yeah. she just like CGI'd into movies?
She's always first. Been a hologram.
But some people
They've
are
had hologram
trying to
technology
bring her to life
way
for
before
real.
The Tupac.
I believe so. Yeah. Well, it's Japan. It's like, you know, they're always ahead of the curve when
what
it comes
her,
to technology.
For real. What does her manager do? Her manager's a creep. Right?
Her manager's also a hologram.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah.
Well, her manager's Tupac. He's
the good thing is you could
dead.
Pay them in holographic money.
Uh huh.
So
zoop, 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 zoop.
Yeah.
Zoop, zoop.
It's good. It's a good business model. This is a special Tweety Little Liars audio edition. Tweety Little Liars audio edition. Tweety Little Liars audio edition. Which tweet is real and which one is an audio Tweety Little Liar? Okay, so as you guys know, I often go on Twitter and find some tweets, and I will do two real tweets by a given person and one fake. It's one of my most popular games called Tweety Little Liars.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my most common subjects is Mr. Larry King.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I noticed, this is going to be pretty quick, but I noticed that Larry King has been doing audio tweets lately. And so I'm presenting a special audio Tweety Little Liars based on Larry King's audio tweets. Two of these are real Larry King audio tweets.
What is an audio tweet?
Yeah, what?
He's partnered with a company called Hear Me Out, and they embed these little audio clips in the tweets, and you can listen to him basically. He's just reading his tweets, basically.
Wow.
Okay.
So, do you have those
is
on there?
Yeah. Is there a character limit? Like, the same?
It's like 30 seconds. It's like a 30-second limit kind of thing.
Okay.
So, July, if you don't mind playing the first one, this is going to be the first. You guys are going to have to guess which are the real tweets and which one is the audio Tweety Little Liar.
This is Larry King. It may not mean anything to you, but it means something to me. There's something funny about the word porridge. Was Casper really a friendly ghost? Do antibiotics and probiotics dislike each other? Hey, this has been It's My Two Cents. You don't have to agree. It's my two
cents. What?
That was
that's
one
real?
Of them. Yeah, that's... I mean, I don't... One of these is not real.
Oh, that was three.
There are going to be three.
I'm so confused. There's three things in each one?
Well, no, no. That was just the first one. There are two more.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
because so
he said
have...
three things.
Yeah, he
reads
did three.
Three tweets
yeah, yeah.
per.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Still weird.
Okay. Was Casper... He's got me... He just blew my mind. Was Casper actually a friendly ghost? Or was it just... friendly compared to its three uncles? Like, was he kind of a normal, not he wasn't a dick but wasn't super nice?
I don't know.
Or was he just a lonely ghost?
I think he had to be nice because his uncles were so not nice.
But also, if he just acted like a normal human being or ghost being, that in comparison to how evil they were would look, he could still be just an average
that's
friendly
true.
Ghost is what I'm saying.
He could be a Republican.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Agata is shocked.
Larry, you still got it, you son of a gun, even if that wasn't you.
Yeah, that could have been fake, you guys. That could have been fake.
Okay.
Okay, let's play the next one.
This is Larry King. It may not mean anything to you, but it means something to me. I occasionally like wearing cowboy boots. The 5-second rule doesn't apply to ice cream. Have you ever actually seen someone slip on a banana peel?
Hey,
this has been It's My Two Cents. You don't have to agree. It's my two cents.
This is so good.
Actually, a lot of people die from slipping on banana peels
a
year.
It's
for real, though. It is.
Really?
Like, it's very dangerous.
Wow.
Have you actually tried, like, jokingly? Like, let's
Never.
See if I...
It's always crossed my mind,
super slippery.
Pick up your bananas, guy. Come on.
I'm lucky I didn't slip out of the seat when I sat on mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you still have the banana in your back pocket.
People, it's interesting to look up, but people actually die from slipping on banana peels, like hitting their heads and stuff.
Come on, Larry. Don't joke around about that.
What was the ice cream one? That was brilliant.
5-second rule doesn't apply to ice cream.
Because it just melts before.
Right.
Or it's just gross.
Is that where he was going? Like, he's not eating it back up because it just melts.
I'm thinking he's putting his long tongue to get that ice cream before the 5 seconds.
There's no way he could get to the floor in 5 seconds. He just drops it out of his mouth.
Yeah, he's like
a mosquito.
Like Gene Simmons came over and looked at him and was like, "What the hell?"
Gene Simmons try that. Yeah.
So that one may or may not have been real as well.
That
I'm
one,
not gonna show my hand.
They're all real,
but you're showing us your hand.
Yeah, I'm putting my hand down as I say that.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the last one.
Okay.
This is Larry King. It may not mean anything to you, but it means something to me. I think they should have come up with a more creative name for the blueberry. Why do they call them the newspaper classifieds if everyone's allowed to read them? I don't like horses or radishes, but I love horseradish. Hey, this has been It's My Two Cents. You don't have to agree. It's my two cents.
All right, so we're going to go around the room.
That was so good.
I'm not going to say if that one was real or not. I don't want to show my hand.
You're showing your hand, though. You're showing us your hand.
July, do you want to take a guess of which one is real?
Yeah.
I mean, which one's the Tweety Little Liar?
Oh,
which one's not real?
Which one's not real? I know he has a long tongue, so that's real. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be number 3.
Oh, okay. All right. July says number 3, Ryan?
Number 1. The Casper thing just doesn't make any sense to
me. Yeah. Good call. Agata?
Number 2. I've seen him eat ice cream off the ground.
You guys all have great guesses, but July is correct. The third one was the Tweety Little Liar.
How did you do that? Yes. With his voice.
It's like a verbal hologram.
It was. It's a verbal hologram. July, if you like, you can have your prize, which is a kiss on the forehead.
Yes, please.
Oh, he moved his head up and he kicked his lips. Oh, he got you. He just went lip to lip.
Gotcha.
Good old Christian kiss.
That was really cute, you guys.
That was Tweety Little Liars. Thanks for playing, everybody.
Thanks, Gabe. Great game.
Tweety Little Liars, audio edition. That's what this was. Hope you enjoyed it. Which tweet was real and which one was the Tweety Little Liar, the one that sounded like me? Okay, so we're pretty close to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We just have one more segment.
Okay.
And it is the time when we get to shine and Robo Laura Hall gets to shine, because it's the time when we get to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things we talked about on this episode.
Okay.
Agata, do you have a suggestion of something we can hoedown about? Something we talked about today?
A rat taking a shower.
Okay.
Great.
This is the traditional rat. Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about a rat taking a shower. Hey, you know, even rats have to get clean. Their favorite TV show is Mr. Bean. They watch it every week, it makes them laugh so hard. Their favorite soap is made out of lard.
Oh, it's me, it's the little mousy kitty here. I'm here getting water all over my beard, and I love being in a soapy little tub. I love scrubbing my feet up to my ear nubs.
Whoa, it's me, little Ratatouille. I'm cooking pasta and I got some pasta sauce on my little tiny rat room. So now I need some soap. A rubby dubby 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 putting finger in my butt.
That was good.
I don't know how y'all shower, but that's what I do.
I got a lot of rodents living in my house.
My name is Joe. I had a cockroach problem before.
Hey, it's still.
Hey, let's have a big old pot of mousy stew.
Pot of mousy stew.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I think that was the best one we've ever done.
That was really good.
That was really good.
I stole your thing, though, with the, hey, it's me.
Oh, no.
Oh God! That was great.
That's not July's.
That
thing.
Is
that's
not
Wayne
my thing.
Brady's
it's
thing.
It's Wayne Brady's thing.
Hey, it's me,
Wayne Brady. Ryan, thank you so much for coming
thank
on our
you.
Podcast.
Thank
this has
you.
Been so fun. Great job on the hoedown.
Thank y'all for having me.
Great, great take on all the trends of the day.
I'm a trendy boy. 420.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll plug my Instagram. Oh, now?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Ryan, at Ryan County, RyamCownie.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow you right after this.
Do it.
Do you have any shows coming up or anything?
I've got a show later tonight. So if this is live broadcast.
Yeah, it's going out right now.
Otherwise, I don't know what else is coming. I have some, but I don't remember what's coming up. I've got an album coming out in a few months, so I'll be promoting that on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool, thank
Facebook,
you.
Facebook, Google.
It's all good.
LinkedIn.
Those are all your LinkedIn favorite
County.
Websites?
Hit LinkedIn, Nebraska.
Those are all some of my favorite websites I've been blacklisted from.
Cool.
I got it. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I want to plug a phone call with your mom.
My mom?
No, your own mom.
Oh, okay.
It just feels good, you know? Talk to your mom.
I talked to my mom on the way here, actually.
Oh, did she ask about me?
She asked what's going wrong with my life every time. So,
is she really worried about you?
She stresses. Mm. And I go, get off my back, mom.
July, do you have anything to plug?
I do not. I will give my plug to Robolore Hall.
Okay. You still have a show at UCB every month.
That's true. I have a show called Sketch Idol. Every second Thursday of the month at the UCB Inner Sanctum. It's American Idol meets sketch comedy.
But that's not your plug. You're giving your plug to Robolore.
Yeah, that's not
is
my
that
plug.
Is that this week?
It is this week, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This Thursday.
I'm going to go.
Which UCB?
UCB Inner Sanctum. So it's
Sunset.
On Sunset,
it's
right?
On Sunset.
Yeah, in the back
it's a little cafe. Yeah,
that place is cool.
But that's not my plug. I'm just answering Gabe's question.
You're giving your plug to Robolore Hall.
Yes.
I want to plug not going to Sketch Idol at the UCB Inner Sanctum every second Thursday of the month. I won't be there. My sketch wasn't accepted.
Well,
oh.
I read... Oh, sorry about that. Read all the submissions blind.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know who's sending them in.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Is that true?
It is true. Mm. So whatever makes me laugh...
You'll know which
in.
One's mine, though, when I submit one.
I won't.
It'll be about Mr. Bean.
Oh, okay. Well,
it could be Mr. Bean.
I'm gonna now submit 15 Mr. Bean just to cover up which one is his.
Please do that. Please submit. Hey, if you want to just submit a sketch and not do the show, and you just want to do bits as well in the email is ucbsketchidol@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. How long would it like? 5 minute skits?
Yes.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on every Wednesday on Fox after LA to Vegas.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which is a great new show that we're really
no affiliation.
What's that?
No affiliation.
They're our lead-in.
They're our lead-in.
Okay. Yeah.
They will actually, we'll be doing a crossover episode soon where we're going to from Vegas to LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a crossover because we're just going to cross paths with the LA to Vegas. Point.
You'll see us in an episode and they're going to be passing by and they're going to be like,
who's that?
Who's that?
You're both running late to your gate. So oh, hey.
And you could find us, we should thank our friend Andrew Clotworthy, who does our theme music.
Thanks, Andrew.
Proud of you, bud.
You can find us online on the various social medias at Trends W Benefits, where the W is for with. thank you so much for listening, and bye.
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 You don't have to agree, it's my two cents.